We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. West End and Hollyoaks stars are named for the Norwich pantomime. Details of a major city-centred redevelopment project for 71-bedroom flats are revealed, and a bid to repair a church in one of the city's prettiest streets is lodged.
A West End star and a Hollyoaks actor are among the cast revealed for a pantomime favourite returning this festive season. Norwich Theatre Royal has announced two cast members for the all-new adventures of Peter Pan, which will run from December the 5th, 2026 to January the 3rd, 2027. Joe Tresini, who starred in Hollyoaks, will play Smee, while Carl Queensborough, who is best known for his role as Hamilton in London's West End production of Alexander Hamilton, will play Captain Hook. Both performers have also been involved in previous pantomimes in the city, as Tresini played Buttons in last year's Cinderella and Queensborough played the Prince in Sleeping Beauty in 2023. Mr. Tresini is also writing the script for this year's show, promising a mix of chaos, humour and heart. The pantomime will include captioned, audio described, BSL interpreted, sensory adapted and an over 15s performance. Tickets can be booked at norwichtheatre.org or by calling the box office on 01603 630 000. The theatre also offers a pay in instalments option to help spread the cost of tickets.
A new campaign hopes to turn pocket change into precious childhood memories. East Anglia Children's Hospices, EACH, launched its six-week Forging Friendship retail donation campaign, encouraging shoppers to add 25p donation to the till when shopping at one of the 56 retail stores across East Anglia. Funds raised will help pay for sibling days and special activities for children whose brothers or sisters receive care from the charity. Janine Woodcock, EACH's Retail Central Support Manager, said, "We're incredibly excited to launch this campaign and hope customers get behind it. Just 25 pence may not sound like much, but those small donations quickly add up and can help fund truly special experiences for siblings who are often facing incredibly difficult circumstances. EACH hopes to raise £26 a week at each shop, enough to fund a sibling's day at all three of its hospices, Milton, The Nook and The Treehouse. The charity said that these days give siblings the chance to play, connect and make lasting memories."
Details of a major redevelopment project in the city centre have been revealed. The ALB Group plans to convert the former Wilco and Poundland site in St Stephen Street into 71-bedroomed flats. The developer has submitted some of the details of the scheme to Norwich City Council, outlining floor plans and a communal courtyard, which is to be created in the centre of the site. Branded as regeneration specialists, the Nottingham-based business behind the proposal also plans to split the shops into two or three smaller units to attract businesses to the city. St Stephen Street was once one of Norwich's busiest shopping streets but has suffered years of decline. The road was once home to Wilco, BHS Argos, Quality Discounts and Debenhams. But the last decade has seen a rapid decline and all these shops closed within 10 years of each other. The street was once the main entrance to the walled city of Norwich from London. In the late 1950s and early 60s, St Stephen's took on a whole new look. bulldozers destroyed most of the street, including the old post office, which had once been used by weavers when Norwich was the centre of the wool trade.
A bid to fix part of a leaky roof on one of the city's historic churches has emerged. Plans to replace the old coverings on the tower of St Simon and St Jude Church in Elm Hill with new lead roof to prevent further damage to the building have been put to Norwich City Council. The repairs are intended to make sure the church is preserved and continues to be safe for use by the public. In 1911, the tower partly collapsed, and the site is on Historic England's Heritage at Risk register. The plans submitted by Norwich Historic Churches Trust explain the proposed works involve removal of the corrugated asbestos roof and the temporary bitumen crash deck covering and replacement with a shallow pitched lead roof. Modern internal downpipes will be replaced with external painted cast iron rainwater goods in heritage style. Part of the tower will need significant repair or replacement, according to the Trust's plans. Norwich City Council will now consider the plans. St Simon and St Jude's Church was built in the 14th century. From 1892 onwards, the church was used as a Sunday school for many years. It was abandoned between 1920 and 1952. It was then taken over and operated as a scout hall in 1952. In 2018, the lease was taken over by Curious Directive, an award-winning theatre company, and is in constant use today.
The veterinary practice in Norwich has been recognised for excellence in workplace wellbeing. Chapelfield Vets received the Large Practice Award at the 2026 BVA Wellbeing Awards. The awards, supported by many pets, honour practices that prioritise team welfare as highlighted in the Good Veterinary Workplaces Voluntary Code. Monica Woolley, lead veterinary surgeon at Chapelfield Vets, said, "We're delighted to have been named the winning practice for the BVA Wellbeing Awards. At Chapelfield, we are committed to providing a supportive environment for both our team and our clients, ensuring everyone has a positive experience with us. The practice holds autism-friendly accreditation, employs mental health first aiders, and promotes flexible working arrangements for all staff. Efforts are also made to recognise burnout, support physical well-being and give back to the community." Dr. Rob Williams, president of the British Veterinary Association, praised the practice. It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.